Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The Zioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
I promise this is just pure vodka. We're going to have a great show for you today. I'm so glad. It's wonderful. Thank you for coming out. This is already an amazing crowd. I feel like I'm facing Congress, though, the way they have the table set up. Everybody's staring at me. I kind of feel like I'm in a zoo exhibit right now, but it's going to be all right. Don't worry. We have a big show for you today. Laura Trump's going to come on by, and not in person, sorry. But Jimmy Fallon will be in person, so that's good, along with a bunch of other surprises as well. And the bar is open here at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. And if you are an illegal immigrant, show your card and you'll get a free drink, health care, Social Security benefits, and a voting registration card. So just walk right over and, or just tell them you're claiming amnesty from AA and you'll get the same benefits. Debate night is Thursday night in America. We're all excited for the big debate. Joe Biden's been practicing his depends. I mean, the answer depends, not the actual physical wearing of the depends. He's an expert in that. He doesn't need to practice anymore. And, you know, they're managing expectations, to say the least. They are definitely telling everybody that this could be the end of Joe Biden's presidency in this one debate. And I wonder if they're doing that because they are trying to manage expectations, lower the bar so much, or if this is their way to try to make a swap and get in a new candidate. So we'll talk about all that today on the show. We'll also take some of your phone calls or audience requests. We have a couple requests already for Freebird and what was the other one?
I forget too.
This is Matt DeSancta Traitorous, my executive producer. And his super gorgeous girlfriend, Rosaline, who is somewhere. She doesn't exist. You see, exactly.
She's real. I told you she was
that,
real.
Okay, that's the one, right? Talk about outkicking your coverage. Rosaline, stand up, please. Let everybody see. I mean, no way does this guy deserve that.
I'm very charming.
Oh, please.
No I am. Charm. I'm very charming and handsome.
Unbelievable. Rosaline, are any of those things true? No. But he does have a Harvard degree. So there's that. My friends are already unsending messages to me in the room, so that's good. That's always a good start. First of all, I want to mention, you know, we've been talking a lot lately about national politics because we are the epicenter of the universe with Pennsylvania. But we're also going to cover New Jersey politics today as well because we have the windmills and we have Curtis Bashaw stopping by. He's running for U.S. Senate. There is the question going into today of when is the Supreme Court going to rule on presidential immunity? We don't know. I was thinking it was going to be today, but it wasn't today. They did rule on guns, though, in an 8-1 decision proving that, thank God for Clarence Thomas because he dissented from the court. Thank God. I mean, truly, this was another example today of the court getting it wrong, and they get it wrong from time to time, and this is one of them. It has to do with taking guns away from people who've been accused of domestic abuse. I'll talk about that as well. But Thomas's dissent in that case was excellent. But I want to begin with that clip I sent you, Matt, from the and I'm getting a little bit of an echo, Tommy. I don't know why. The clip of that, either it was ABC or one of those news networks, they're now downplaying the debate for Joe Biden. They're trying to manage expectations. So this is Lemire. His name is Lemire. He was on Morning Joe on MSNBC. Dems are privately saying if Biden has a bad debate, he may have to drop out. Now, the question I have for you is your Fugazi meter high on this one? Or is this the real deal, that if he does have a bad debate, it's over for him? Or is this their way of managing expectations? So take a listen.
Johnny, what are you going to be watching for?
Yeah, I think there are a number of things. We should remember that there have been other tests of Joe Biden's vitality and ability to do the office, State of the Union most notably, and he passed that with flying colors and put those questions to rest for a time. I do think some Democrats have said privately that if Biden has a very bad night, there'll be real worries about whether he can continue forward this campaign. But his team feels confident. They think he'll do well. And we should note, usually in these debates, the incumbent president is at a disadvantage, right? That incumbent president usually not challenged in the Oval Office, usually did not go through the primary process, so therefore didn't have to debate the opponents in his own party. And that's true. Biden hasn't done a debate in a long time. But neither has Trump, because he sat out all the Republican debates this time around. So there's a chance that he will be equally as rusty, and the Biden team is betting that when Americans hear him again, they'll be reminded of the chaos of his 4 years, but also recognize he's even gotten worse.
Oh, the chaos of his 4 years. You know, when everybody was making money, when people weren't crossing the border illegally by the tens of thousands a day, when we weren't at the precipice of World War III, you know, the chaos of that. When you could actually go to the grocery store and not have to take out a second mortgage, chaos. That's what they're hoping for. So what do you think? Are they trying to downplay Joe Biden because they know that Joe Biden's going to have a terrible night? Or are they really setting the stage for an eventual switcheroo at the Democrat National Convention? That's the question. And we won't know the answer to that, but I will tell you, it is interesting that they are doing this debate in June. Because I put nothing past these people. What I do know, though, is that privately, among Democrats, from what I've been reading, they're really nervous about Biden's ability to make it all the way to November. And that's the problem, is that we still have a lot of months to go here. And the other issue, of course, is the Hunter Biden financial fraud crimes trial, which begins in September. Weed Slut 420 is going to take the stand, and she's going to reveal all. Well, not really. That was the gun case. But the other stuff on that laptop, which is all going to come out, has to do with how much Joe Biden was the big guy. 10% for the big guy. By the way, don't forget to tip your bartenders more than Joe Biden got. 10% is too cheap. All right? Just a reminder here at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. Now, if you are thinking to yourself that there is, in fact, a problem with the weaponization of our justice system, you are correct. But thank God for that judge in Florida who's going to decide if the special counsel, Jack Smith, has constitutional standing to be the special counsel. I'm so happy about this. A hearing will determine whether or not Jack Smith is able to be the special counsel. I've told you this before. I've gone into detail about this. Jack Smith was never confirmed by the U.S. Senate. And Jack Smith is a special prosecutor, but there's no statute that embodies that role, which means that he's up there as a guy who is not lawfully empowered to go after the president of the United States of America. This is something that Congressman Tom Massie brought up with the Attorney General Merrick Garland. But of course, Merrick Garland doesn't care because they do whatever they want over there. But the judge in this case, U.S. District Judge Eileen Cannon, has punted on the classified documents case, so that case is not going to happen. However, she has scheduled a multi-day hearing in her Fort Pierce, Florida courtroom to focus on whether Jack Smith is in fact constitutionally appointed or acting without legal authority. This is huge. Because I'm telling you right now, this guy has no constitutional authority to be in this position. He's not the Attorney General of the United States. He's not even the United States Attorney. U.S. attorneys and the Attorney General, they all face Senate confirmation hearings. And they have to be confirmed by the Senate. Special counsel, there's no statute authorizing this position. Merrick Garland just appointed him, and no one ratified his appointment in the Senate. So this is the question. The claim is a, and this is, I'll read you Politico's unbiased spin on this. Ready? Quote, the claim is a far-fetched bid by Trump to scuttle the case altogether. Ah, don't you love that up-the-middle journalism right there, huh? A far-fetched bid. And in a case that has moved like molasses for a year, her authority to devote substantial time and resources to the argument is just the latest and perhaps most blatant example of her unusual approach. If she turns around and says Jack Smith does not have the constitutional authority, that means all of it goes away. All of it. The special, the classified documents case, the January 6th case, it all goes away, which is great. It should all go away. And it also sets a very clear precedent, which is that in this country, in the United States of America, we have to follow something called the Constitution. I know this is lost on the left. They don't like it. They don't like it at all. But you can't just appoint special prosecutors unless Congress has created a statute that allows you to do so. And the statute expired a long time ago, and they did not create another one. And don't forget, when Merrick Garland appointed a special counsel to go after Hunter Biden, that was only after he stood up there and said, we don't need a special counsel to go after Hunter Biden. You remember that, right? He said, he's got all the authority in the world, David Weiss. He doesn't need any more authority. But he didn't have all the authority he needed because he wanted to go after Hunter Biden outside of Delaware and was told no. So then Republicans complained, as they should have. And when the Hunter Biden deal, it's not a sweetheart deal, blew up, they said, well, now we need a special counsel so that we can window dress and make it look good. But something else was occurring at the same time. That is, the Democrats were realizing what a loser they have in Joe Biden with his poll numbers being terrible. Donald Trump tomorrow is going to set history by being the first Republican president to ever campaign at Temple University. He's going into the hood. He's gangsta. Oh, he is. He's going into the hood, and he's going to be the first Republican making history with Philadelphia's visit to Temple University tomorrow. Anybody going to the rally tomorrow in Temple? Well, it's going to be great, and it's going to be a packed. And as he continues to focus on actively engaging, my buddy Chris Tremaglie from the Washington Examiner pointed out, engaging the black community to earn their vote, here's a racial demographic breakdown of the neighborhood where Trump's rally will be Saturday night. Now, if you're from Philly, you know this, so I'm not telling you anything you don't know. But of the people in the area of Temple, 29,598 are black or African American, 4,995 are white. So he's going right into the heart of it, right into the heart of it, which is great. See, Joe Biden has no interest in understanding what average people in this country are going through, and he has no interest in actually helping out the black community. Trump has made it a point. So today I had breakfast with a couple guys who were involved in politics, and they were telling me about this guy who was at a bar recently who's a convicted felon. He was going on about Trump being a convicted felon, and they thought, oh, no, he's going to go on about Trump being a criminal and blah, blah, blah. He says, no, you don't understand. I'm a convicted felon. But because of the First Step Act that Trump passed as president, I was able to get a job and turn my life around. He goes, I love Trump. Trump's everything. Trump has saved my life because he was able to give me a second chance. That criminal justice reform piece of this should not be lost on anybody. The other thing is that this one guy was telling me, and he's black. He said, I saw a couple of kids in Camden, young men, young adults, walking around. Their pants were kind of down, and they came over and started talking to me, and I thought, uh-oh. And they both said, we got to get Trump back. We need our guy back. He said, everybody in this neighborhood is voting for Trump. Now, the Democrat machine will do what it has to do to suppress that vote. We know that. But what's fascinating about this time in American history is that if you look at the Democrat Party today, they have gone even further to the left than when Joe Biden started. So Reason.com had a great piece about this. The Democrat Party in every area has gone further to the left. Think about one area the party has gone to the center on. You can't name it. You can't. They've gone further left on everything. So much so now that Democrats have to stand up and say, I'm not like them. Like John Fetterperson has to stand up and make a point and say, I'm not like the rest of them. I'm a Democrat, not a progressive. Translation, I'm not as crazy as the rest of the people in my party. But you know what it's like when you invite people to a party. If there's some crazy people there, probably is a reflection on you. You invited them, after all. If not, you kick them out. Make way for the more people who are coming in for the Supreme Court hearing. So come on in and find a seat. We're great. It's great. Wonderful to have you with us today at the Grand Hotel of Cape May. The other thing, too, is there's something called a shy Trump voter effect. And I can tell by some of the people in this room rocking the Zeoli Army wear and also rocking their Trump gear. There's not a lot of people who are. Thank you, sir. Not a lot of people here who are shy. But there are people who are afraid of getting canceled. They're afraid of getting canceled, and we'll go to cut to. They are afraid of being exposed by whatever woke corporation. So they don't want people to know they're voting for Trump. It's the shy Trump effect. But we saw something very similar in 2016 happen. This is why the polls gave Hillary Clinton a 99.99% chance of winning that election. And it didn't work out so well for her because of Russia collusion, obviously. Russia. Oh, so cute. And also the fact that their campaign was terrible and they didn't campaign in the Rust Belt and they were off message and she's a despicable person that nobody likes. Other than that, Russia collusion.
Horrible.
Which didn't happen, obviously. But other than the fact that Hillary Clinton insulted voters and didn't care about working men and women and ran an entire campaign on mean tweets and nuclear war, Russia collusion is why she lost the election. All right? That and the fact there was no Russia collusion. But I digress. This is the shy Trump effect. Is it true? Cut two. This is where you play it.
Sorry.
And let people hear it. Part of the magic of radio is that people hear something. If there's TV, you could just show the clip and people can go, well, I'm watching something, but... DeSantis, I mean, I gave you, an 8-minute setup with
I know, it's playing. There's just nothing coming out.
There's
for
playing,
some reason.
But there's nothing coming out. Roslyn, if you had a dollar for every time you heard that, would you... I didn't mean it that way. It just... People are... We've been drinking already. It's only 3 o'clock, you know.
Why don't you go straight to the source here?
All right. All this setup, the clip's going to be terrible. All right, go ahead.
You need to keep talking for a second because I have to get through an advertisement here.
Forget it. Don't worry about it. I don't care. Who cares? Don't worry about it. I'll give you 10 minutes to queue up if you can. Cut number 4.
All right.
We'll play that at 3:20. We'll play that at 3:42. If you can get that going by then, that would be huge.
All right. Have your shy Trump voter cut now straight from the source. Let's see if this works.
All right. Let's see if this works. Here we go.
The economy's
a little bit
for Biden. Best economic numbers he's had, but it's only 32% approve of the job he's done. When you look at all the other issues, there's a reason Hispanics are breaking for Trump. There's a reason not only black men, young black men, but black women. Biden's lost 20%.
There. You buy those polls, those shifts?
Yes. Something is happening here, counterculture. I think Trump's strength is appealing to a lot of people who are being hurt by this economy and by immigration and crime. So, yes, I think we're seeing, Trump is stronger with women than a lot of people thought he might be, with the abortion issue basically unchanged from 22. So I think, and here's another thing to think about that may not be captured in the poll. If you can't figure out that when a pollster asks you if you're voting for the convicted felon who's been convicted 34 times, that's probably uncool. You haven't been paying attention. Trump may have a little bit of the shy Trump voter factor, 3 or 4 points in here. He could actually move this from a tight race to a race he wins by 3 or 4.
Which would be a landslide territory. In addition to that, the conviction has led to a surge in fundraising. The Trump campaign, the Republican National Committee, and an allied super PAC raised more than $170 million in May, including tens of millions that came in after Trump's May 30th conviction. So in other words, it's translated into more support and more money. People have been writing small donations to both the RNC and the Trump campaign as well. In fact, the Washington Post, and this is the far right wing Washington Post, so take this with a grain of salt. Trump's convictions fueled donation surge that could reshape the contest. Trump's convictions fueled a donation surge that could reshape the contest. Again, it's the far right wing Washington Post. Take it with a grain of salt. But if they are right, that means that this has only helped Trump going forward. All right, so the number is 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. We are live at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. And it's so great to be with you today. We got a great show ahead. Laura Trump is going to join us in just a few moments. I really appreciate you being here. Don't forget Tuesday night live with Jack Carr. We only have a few tickets left if you want to join us for that. And our friend David Gelman is here. Where's David? David, can you wave to everybody? Where's Gelman? There he is in the back. He's one of Trump's attorneys. He's one of the surrogates. He's got tickets for you for Jimmy Fallon's comedy show tomorrow night in Red Bank. If you'd like to go, come up here and grab your tickets to see Jimmy Fallon tomorrow night for his live comedy show, Everybody Calm Down. We'll be right back. Thank you for joining us today.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Thanks for listening to the Zeoli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
But let's think summer, think enjoying life down the shore, cool breezes, cold beers. What do we got? What do you got? Give me Beach Boys. Andrew, talk to me, buddy. Talk to me.
Yes, I'm here. Hold on.
Okay,
stand by.
All right. Talk to me while you're looking at something.
Yes. Something. You said Beach Boys, so that's what I'm going to look for. Right, so just give me
something
one second.
Summer. Are you a music guy?
Hold on.
No, he's like me. He doesn't know anything about music.
Okay. This is going to be a long show.
Yeah.
All right.
You're going to end up with Wham again.
We're not doing Wham. We're not doing another one Bites the Dust.
Understood. I'll be ready for next time. I got you.
All right. All right. If anybody has any summer requests, Margaritaville, Under the Boardwalk, what else? What else do we like? I can't hear everybody. Let's try how about Under the Boardwalk? Can you do that? Andrew, see if you can find Under the Boardwalk. Oh boy, this is like.
It's in fairness to Andrew, it's yes. difficult to preview the audio while simultaneously talking to you on air.
See, I don't know any of these things.
It's very difficult.
All right, here we go. Ready? Got it? Nope, not yet. All right, we'll do it for the next one. We'll do the next break. We'll try with some good Shore music. But this was a good lesson in producing 101. So I'm glad I was able to guide you through this process in your career. It's just what I do. I'm here to teach and love and help the producers grow. That's what I do.
He's got audio issues. Yeah. He's got a guest calling in.
I mean, it's unbelievable. He's only by himself?
He's by himself in there, yeah.
Well, you know what, Andrew? It takes a village. Takes a village. So we're glad you have all that help you need there. All right, without further ado, I want to welcome to the show the co-chair of the Republican National Committee, a name you know very, very well, Laura Trump. Hello, Laura. How are you?
Hello. I'm great. Oh, I get an applause. Look at that. I'll take it.
Yeah, you do. It was great to see you at the Union League the other night. Thank you for coming to Philadelphia again and for everything you and Chairman Whatley are doing to help protect the vote. We appreciate it.
Oh, well, listen, it's vital. I think that if you talk to anybody around this country, their number one question always is, how are we going to protect the vote? How do we ensure a free, fair, and transparent election? And so, look, that's what we're doing. We were there talking with the with a group of lawyers that we want to recruit as part of our team. We plan to have 500 lawyers just in the state of Pennsylvania alone. We're going to use that model all across the country because we can leave nothing to chance. So it was great to be there.
Yeah, it was a question I just got asked from somebody just a few moments ago. How can we make sure that this election is fair? It's the question everybody keeps asking. They don't want any shenanigans. They want to be able to know that their votes are going to count. And we also want to make sure that people don't stay home because they think it's going to be rigged or anything like that. So that's the key, is that motivation to understand that, yes, we can do it. We can have a free and fair and secure election.
Yeah, well, and that's the number one focus we have right now at the RNC. If you come to our building in Washington, D.C., the bulk of the people who work there are solely focused on this issue. And what Michael Whatley, the chairman of the RNC, and I have pledged is 100,000 volunteers across this country to be trained as wow. poll watchers, poll workers, working in the tabulation centers where the mail-in ballots come in. Anyone out there, by the way, who wants to join our team, protectthevote.com is the website. If you are a lawyer, we want you on the team. You don't need to be specialized in election law. We will train you in terms of what you need to look for. Because listen, how do we overcome what happened in 2020? We certainly have to take a lot of notes from that election. We can't go back and rehash it right now, but we can learn from it, and we have learned from it. And we know where we need to be focused. We know that if you don't have the rules of the road established, it's all for nothing. So that's why we have 91 lawsuits out in 26 states right now. We're trying to make it harder to cheat and easier to vote everywhere across this country. And I want to remind people out there, you cannot sit out this election. This is a vital election. You hear it every 4 years. It's the most important election. But I think the difference now is people feel it. It is palpable across this country what's at stake, because no matter where you are and no matter your job, your financial income in general, everyone's life has gotten harder as a result of Joe Biden and his policies. The world right now feels like it is on fire. We cannot make it another 4 years with Joe Biden and the Democrats in charge of our country, and everyone needs to come out and vote. So I am working hard every single day alongside Chairman Michael Whatley and our huge team we have at the RNC to ensure that when every single person goes to cast a vote in this election, whether it's voting early, by mail, or on election day, you feel confident about your vote, because it's imperative to the future of our country.
Laura Trump, well said. And I love the fact that, yes, your father-in-law is going to the heart of Philadelphia tomorrow. He'll be the first Republican presidential candidate ever to campaign at Temple University. It's historic. And it also shows how much you guys take Philadelphia seriously, and also how much that the black voters in this country matter to the Trump campaign, to the RNC. And the message is resonating based on the fact that it's from 7% in 2020, allegedly, although I think that was probably too low of a number, to over 25% now. I mean, that's huge. It's an amazing accomplishment.
Well, and it is something that is terrifying the Democrats right now. Make no mistake about it. The reason they're pulling their hair out is because they can't win if Donald Trump gets 25% of black voters to cast a ballot for him this election cycle. And they're petrified of it. But the problem they're having is that where they are missing the mark and where they have, as I just explained, made people's lives harder and worse off. Donald Trump was president for 4 years, and people think back to that time and they say, hey, wait a minute, I can actually compare two presidents and two presidencies. I was making a lot more money. I had savings when Donald Trump was in the White House. Our border was secure when Donald Trump was in the White House. We had historic peace agreements in the Middle East instead of wars in the Middle East when Donald Trump was in the White House. And that is why, whether it's with black voters, whether it's with Hispanic voters, where Donald Trump right now, in most polling you will see, is beating handily Joe Biden in that segment as well, or with young voters, 18 to 24-year-olds, who we know traditionally are Democrats, right now, if there was a vote held today for president of the United States and only 18 to 24-year-olds got to vote, Donald Trump would win. Everybody in this country can see what's going on, and they have this amazing opportunity to compare these two men. And I love that he's going to Philadelphia. I love that he was in the Bronx. 25,000 people showed up for that rally. Expect Donald Trump everywhere that you never expect to see Republican nominee for president of the United States, because he feels like this is a time where if you reach out to people and you say, I want your vote, please give me your vote and look at my track record in order to make you feel good about casting that vote, people are going to go out and vote for him. And so I think it's awesome. I love the rally coming up this Saturday. I love the one in the Bronx, but look out for more in Chicago. Look out for Atlanta. Look out for all of the stranglehold that the Democrats think they have across this country in the major metropolitan areas. Donald Trump will be there, and he'll be asking for people's votes.
Laura Trump, you are a mom. Absolutely. You got more applause. Look at that. You're a mom.
Oh,
I know
nice.
This was not what you were seeking to do, which was to become the RNC co-chair, but you felt compelled to do it. Last time, you were in my studio back in 2016 for the Women for Trump rally that you guys did a bus tour across Pennsylvania. So you were in studio with me. We talked about the suburban female vote. And that's also another issue going into 2024 that we're all talking about as well. Because if you listen to the media, there's no way that Donald Trump does well with suburban women voters. I don't believe that for a second.
I don't believe that for a second either. And right now, especially, I think when you talk about white suburban women, especially, and moms out there especially, they're looking out for the future of their children. They're looking out for the safety of their children. They're looking out for the fact that they're having a harder time putting food on the table to feed their family every week because their money is not going as far. And so I think a lot of people probably got caught up in the emotion that the Democrats typically use. Because look, if we're being honest, the Democrats typically run a campaign on emotion-based issues. It's not on facts. It's not on real policy that impacts people's lives. It's on emotion that really has nothing to do with anything. And I think a lot of people got caught up in that previously when it came to Donald Trump. But right now, it is a vital situation. People cannot sustain life in this direction if things continue to trend the way that they have, thanks to Joe Biden's horrific policies. So I think a lot of women out there are looking at Donald Trump and they're saying, you know what? I don't have to agree with everything that he posts on Truth Social or everything that he used to tweet out there. But I can agree that my life was better, that the policies made me feel more secure. Just walking down the street in my community made me feel better about the future for my children. And I think that's what you're going to see people come out and cast a ballot for. If you look at a state like Virginia, for example, where you had Glenn Youngkin, a Republican, actually win as governor of that state, that is a blue state. It was the parents, it was the moms, it was the suburban women who came out and said, you know what, this is not traditionally how we vote, but we're going to vote for Glenn Youngkin for governor because we believe that he has a better plan for the future of our children and for all of our futures. And I think you're going to see a similar thing happen when it comes to Donald Trump this election cycle.
Yeah, that's an excellent point about Glenn Youngkin, because when I talk to parents, I mean, I've got three kids, a 9, 7, and 4-year-old. I talk to parents all the time, and one of the big issues we keep hearing about is the indoctrination. So I really appreciated the fact that your father-in-law said, President Trump said on day number one, he's going to undo these Title IX rules that Joe Biden's administration put in place. And he's going to go after these issues and protect women in sports and protect women in the locker rooms and the bathrooms. Laura Trump, I think those issues are critical. And even if a lot of people are afraid to say so publicly because they're worried about being canceled or whatever, I know that moms and dads have this stuff on their mind because I talk to them every day.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. I think what it's coming down to and what it boils down to for a lot of people, honestly, is common sense versus lunacy. And I think that's really where we are in the grand scheme of things. And it's sad. It's 2024. You would think that we could have some semblance of common sense applied to life in this country. But you look at all the policies that Joe Biden and the Democrats have propped up, to your point. You know, the fact that men can now compete in women's sports, the fact that it feels like all of these quote unquote feminists who so strongly advocated for women are now on board with essentially erasing women in so many places and in so many ways in this country. The fact that when you send your kid to school, you should feel like your kid is actually getting a good education and learning the basics and things that are going to apply to their life in the future, not being indoctrinated with all these far left ideologies. It's very upsetting for parents out there right now. And not for nothing, look at our education as it is compared to the rest of, you know, the free world. I mean, we continue to fall farther and farther behind, and it's so detrimental for the next generation of Americans. And so I think people want common sense. They want to send their kid to school and know they're getting educated in the basics and not indoctrinated. They think that women should compete against women in sports and that men have no place in that space and in women's locker rooms and bathrooms, et cetera. So I think it really boils down for a lot of people to what you said, which is that, you know, maybe it's something that people don't generally feel comfortable talking about, but I can guarantee you when they have to go vote for it and they know that no one will know when they go in that voting booth for whom they vote, they're going to cast a ballot that they feel represents common sense over lunacy every single time.
Laura Trump, Republican National Committee co-chair. Follow her at Laura Lee Trump. Thank you so much for joining us again in Philadelphia. We appreciate it.
You got it. We'll see you soon.
All right. He's not playing the sweeper, is he? I'm just going to talk in silence. All right. Let's do a quick, Andrew, just me and you here real quick. Everybody else just usually play a sweeper after the guest.
Yep. I'm looking for
it. All right. No problem. Yep. Take your time. Well, he's doing great. We're trying to help him get better. It's all right. Let's talk amongst yourselves while we get the sweeper. So, Phillies, they win last night? Probably not get a sweeper this.
I mean, you don't need it right now.
Cue up the sweeper for the next time.
Yeah. I will have it for the next time.
All right. Because otherwise, it's all
three separate computers at the same time. So, yeah, no, you know.
He's got a lot going on back in that studio, Rich.
But it's exciting to be here, but at the same time, it's like I don't have enough arms and legs to get this stuff done all at the same time. I I appreciate your patience.
You
thank you
back
very
there
much.
And all the hard work you guys are doing.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Thank you.
It's
yes.
Just him.
Thanks.
Yes.
Give my best to everybody else in the studio with
right,
some help.
Right.
Well
you're referring right. to me, myself, and I, right? That's who you're
exactly.
referring
what
to?
What a great team.
Yeah.
The best.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm just kidding. This is what we did to Henry, too. You know, we hazed Henry on the air, and he's Henry today. He got so good, we lost him. See, that's what'll happen. So it's a training ground.
We should tell Greg that Andrew's terrible and we never want him ever again. That way, you know, he won't move on to another
show. Yeah, that's what Greg will let us keep him.
Yeah.
That'll be good. That's a good strategy.
We said too many nice things about Henry.
That's the problem. We didn't mean him. well, nevertheless, the top story of the hour brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com, is just this. It is the fact that Trump is coming to Philadelphia tomorrow for a big rally. Go see Dr. Mike Veneria with two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Please make him your dentist. He's a great guy. So are you happy being here today at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey? It's beautiful, right? And I love it. There's so many Zioli Army shirts. You ladies are looking good, by the way. And there's even a Zioli Army sleeveless shirt over there. I like that. That's great.
I did it right before I came.
You just cut the sleeves off? I love it. It's great. That's how we roll. We just make our own stuff. We just cut into it. It's fantastic. We also have the official bugle for King Philip the Unaccountable, His Royal Ruggedness, Phil Murphy. We'll do that a little bit later in the show. Well, no, hang on. We'll tease it. And the other thing I want to mention to you, too, is that Jimmy Failla is going to stop by later. Now, he's leaving New York on a Friday to head to Cape May. So he left around noon. He should be here tomorrow morning at 9:30. And we're looking forward to that. And we have tickets to his comedy show tomorrow night in Red Bank. So if you'd like to go, let us know, and we will hook you up, all right? We're live at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. I want to thank Cherry Hill Volvo for their amazing sponsorship. If you've been by Cherry Hill Volvo recently, you have seen that they're doing a big dealership renovation. You also notice the road construction. So once you get past all that, you're going to find the dealership is still as comfortable and welcoming as ever, even in trailers. I can tell you that firsthand because recently I picked up my new XC60 and it was a great experience. It's amazing. Business is great at Cherry Hill Volvo despite the renovation and the road construction. Right now is a great time to visit Cherry Hill Volvo because on top of the amazingly competitive prices, Costco members get an additional $1,000 off. That's right, $1,000 off on top of the other prices. Relationships matter at Cherry Hill Volvo and they always strive to do what is right. They work hard to match you with the perfect Volvo. I know Bridget's on her way. She's got the XC90 with that third row. She loves driving it. So go there and see them today. They have ample inventory, and they're ready to meet you today. Get the luxury vehicle and the luxury experience you deserve from Cherry Hill Volvo, minutes over the bridge on Route 70 in Cherry Hill.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
It's a beautiful day, too. A gorgeous view of the ocean. My buddy Mike Donahue just came by. He is the Cape May County Republican chairman. He's also the guy who's been fighting these windmills and helped destroy Ørsted, the big wind turbine developer off the Jersey Shore. But the fight's not over. The fight is far from over. So we got to keep fighting. And we will. We certainly will. I want to play a clip for you. All right, now, DeSantis, I've given you 32 minutes to cue up this clip.
I'm not playing it.
Oh, Andrew is?
Andrew
is
playing it. You've given him one more thing
Andrew's
to worry
gonna
about.
Andrew's going to walk out of the studio today. We're going to be all on our own. All right, Andrew, I'm going to be nice to you the rest of the show, I promise.
He's so good, too. I don't know why you have
nice.
To bully him.
I'm going to be nice to you till 4 o'clock, I promise.
You right? say you're going to be nice, but then I'm going to miss one liner or something, and then it's just going to be like, oh, my gosh, this guy.
Yeah. All right.
He also said till 4 o'clock, so he only has to make it 8 minutes.
He got seven, technically. I mean, 7 minutes and 15 seconds. But all right, Andrew, let's see if we can nail this clip. This is a Biden official, Biden State Department official, confirming that the goal of open borders is replacing America's demographics. This is a hidden camera from Project Veritas, a video that went viral yesterday, late in the show. But again, if you're wondering what the whole goal here is for open borders, I've told you this before. Here's the left's grand plan for America, so you know what it's all about. The grand plan for America is the following. Indoctrinate your children into believing that America is built on a foundation, a pillar of racism. All right, so convince your children of that. Now, if you listened to the show the other day on June 10th, there's Donald Trump, everybody. President Trump is in the room. There he is. Thank you, Mr. President. That's actually Bob. He owns the joint. So Caitlin looking very patriotic today. How are you? Gorgeous. The left's goal is June 14th. I went through this in great detail. They lie to your kids and tell your kids that the Constitution was built on the pillars of systemic racism. The goal of this is to destroy America and then rebuild it in a Marxist utopian vision. They don't hide from this. They're very, very open about this. And the way they get there is if you can indoctrinate the kids into believing that, hey, America was built on racism, therefore the documents that they wrote have to go. This is why I said it's not just about Confederate generals and they're going after statues. Ultimately, they'd be knocking down Thomas Jefferson and George Washington, which they're doing, because they want to convince everybody of that fact. Now, it's not true. And as I went into great detail on Wednesday, the Confederate States of America went on about how our Constitution, the United States of America's Constitution, got it wrong because we recognized all people to be created equal. And they didn't believe that. And guess what? Those same Democrats don't believe it today. But they hate the Constitution. They hated it then and they hate it now. So that's the first pillar. The first pillar is to indoctrinate your kids into believing that America was formed on a pillar of systemic racism. Let me ask you something. If Trump voters were so racist, why is it that they have not abandoned him, even though he's picking up all this black support? Can anyone answer that question for me? The lies that are told about race in this country, and Dr. Wilfred Riley's done a great job of debunking these myths as well, the idea that America is this terrible place divided by race, it's not true. It's a lie. The Democrats like to say that all the time because they want people to believe that the documents that created this country should not be allowed to survive the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. Now, the second pillar, of course, is to open up the borders, flood the zone with illegal immigrants, then give them everything they need, and then register them to vote and make them citizens or not even citizens and just get them to vote. Then what they want to do is they want to expand the size of the Supreme Court so they can have a supermajority Supreme Court. And then they want to add U.S. senators by making either Washington, D.C. and or Puerto Rico states. This is their master plan to achieve absolute domination over the United States of America. And they're getting closer and closer every single day. So if you're wondering why we have this crisis at the southern border with illegal immigration, what the goal here is, it's well explained here in this clip, cut number 7.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.